Have you ever gotten caught in the he did, she did blame game? Kurt Mortensen will share with you the effects of such blame games, and he will show you how to overcome these barriers to your road to success.
Until we decide to take control of our lives and our future, we cannot be truly successful. You need to decide to take charge of your success and your happiness, and until you do, you can never reach that pinnacle of exponential success. It would be easier for you to get stuck in the blame game, or what is called diffusion of responsibility. We tend to blame others, we blame situations or things rather than point the finger at ourselves. It's much easier to blame others for our situation. This relieves all guilt for not doing the things we know we should be doing. If we can't get anywhere in our job, it's because our boss is mean. I work too hard to earn money for my family to find time to exercise. If the cost of living weren't so high, I could save some money. I am so tired after work, I just don't feel like reading. If my spouse were more understanding, I could have a better relationship. If my parents have loved me more, I would be more emotionally balanced. When we are able to blame others or shift the responsibility, we rob ourselves of personal development, growth, and success. We also rob ourselves with the ability to make changes that would enable us to achieve exponential success. Now, we're all quick to accept credit for our victories and take full credit for our success. When we win, we want everyone to know what we did and how we did it. We want others to look at us and say, "Wow, you're the best." But when we have setbacks or failures, we don't want to take responsibility. We want others to take the blame. We tend to look elsewhere. It was somebody else's fault. We point the finger. You need to step back and watch yourselves as if you were on TV. Look at your behaviors and how you are acting. No one likes someone who is constantly blaming others and pointing fingers at others. As the old basketball coach John Wooden at UCLA said, "Nobody is defeated until he starts blaming someone else." When we accept full responsibility of our actions, our failures, and our lives, we find there are no more excuses. When you reach the point of accepting full responsibility for yourself and your actions, you are now on the road to true success. One of the keys to success is feeling in total control of your life. You can only feel in control when you accept full responsibility for yourself, your feelings, and your actions. This will bring a sense of total freedom in your life. You cannot feel free until you accept responsibility for who you are and what you do. You cannot feel free, alive, or happy until you know it is you who is responsible for your actions and your success. Sure, it is easier to blame others when things go wrong or you fail because you don't feel as bad and you know you don't have to accept full responsibility. If you always point the finger at others, you will never learn and grow from your mistakes. If you never learn, you will repeat past mistakes and never achieve exponential success. This is why you see others repeating past mistakes, is because they're not accepting full responsibility for who they are and what they do, and they're always blaming somebody else, and they tend to repeat past mistakes, and they have not been held accountable. It's always been a mystery to find out why people spend so much time fooling themselves and creating alibis to cover their weaknesses and cover up the things they know they should be doing. If they were to use that time to reinvest themselves to cure their weaknesses, they would be much better off. You are free to choose your actions, what you think, how you act. No one else can control your attitude, your dreams, your thought, and most of your actions. Take responsibility for your thoughts and how these are affecting your success. No one is going to come and take responsibility for your success. It does not just appear. Take complete control and responsibility for your future, your success, and your life. You cannot spend your life wondering and worrying about what others think or feel or their opinions. What if they're the zombies and they're shooting your dreams down and you give up because you value their opinion, when in reality, their opinion will keep you from achieving the things you want to achieve? You can have so much more in life. You can be happier, can be more successful if you're doing the things and taking full and complete responsibility for life. If life does not excite you, this is one of the reasons you are not succeeding. Life has plenty of people who complain and point fingers and whine. No one likes the whiners. Take a look at basketball and basketball players. They complain about the bad calls that the referees make. They lost because of the bad call. It doesn't do any good to complain and whine. It will not change the call. There have been many basketball games that have been lost on bad calls. Life has bad calls. Deal with the call and move on. Whining is like kicking the cat. It does no good for the cat and only temporarily makes you feel better. Take responsibility, take control of your life and your future. You can rationalize all you want, but you will not get the results. Results do not come through rationalization. It comes through accepting full responsibility. You can come up with plenty of reasons or excuses, but that does not get you results. Don't be the victim. Be the master of yourself and your future. You can always second guess yourself and your future, and you would do things a lot differently. Look to your future and take responsibility for your future. No one cares about your future and success more than you do. We love to rationalize the things we do, and we become the experts at rationalizing and finding why things didn't work out and finding somebody else to blame. When our conscience tells us what we should be doing, if we don't follow it, we will rationalize why we don't. When we follow our conscience, we feel peaceful with ourselves and what we are doing. If we don't follow it, we don't feel peace, and there's an unbalance in our life. The more we justify and rationalize our decision, we will not feel in whole control of our lives and our future. Shakespeare says in Julius Caesar, "The fault, dear Brutus, is not in the stars, but in ourselves." When you ask someone why they failed or why they didn't accomplish the thing they wanted to do, they will either blame their genetic background, and it could be helped. They'll blame their surroundings, their parents, the school, their friends, their neighbors, society, their upbringing. Then you wonder, why don't they have themselves on the list? Sure, government, society, neighbors, family, in-laws, taxes are great excuses, but everyone has to deal with those exact same things, and they have been successful, and so you cannot use those excuses for not doing the things you know you need to be doing. You need to make sure you sit down and write a list of why you're not being as successful as you want to be, and you make sure you are on top of the list. If you don't blame yourself for the areas in your life you need to work on, you'll never start to fix the weaknesses. You'll always be able to rationalize why it is it's somebody else's fault. There have been scientific studies to show diffusion of responsibility is part of human nature. What they did is they put a student into a room by himself to take a test, and they pumped in smoke through the vents. He thought there was a fire, and immediately he ran to get help. The next thing, they put two or three people in the room. They did the exact same thing. They were apart, taking the test. They filled the room with smoke, and they saw that everybody in that room, when they talked to him later, thought the other person should probably go get help because the building was on fire. Just to show you that human nature automatically triggers us to blame somebody else or expect somebody else to do the thing we know we should be doing. Success is taking responsibility, not making excuses. Successful people overcome challenges and grow from life and their experiences. The people that are failures just get through life and their challenges and don't learn from their mistakes and hope the challenges never come back. Remember, successful people have the same amount of problems as everyone else. You can either solve the problem and learn and grow from that problem or blame somebody else and never learn and grow from it. There are those who come up with excuses before they even start. This is just in case they fail so everyone around them knows they might not be successful. How successful can you be in life if you make excuses before you even start? We need to realize that we tend to feel resentment when we see others that have something we think we deserve and think we want. This resentment makes us feel better about ourselves and about our own failures. Resentment and blame are what we get when we aren't accomplishing the things we want and we feel that we deserve. True success comes from taking responsibility for your actions and making things happen. Failure is when we rationalize and blame others for our lack of success. When we blame others, we give them responsibility of the problem and we will never solve it. We will never learn and grow from it. We can never reach true success. Ask yourself, what excuses are you using? Who and what are you blaming? And what are you going to do about it? Until you realize that you are blaming others for your faults and your weaknesses, until you realize that until you improve yourself, those faults and weaknesses will come back again and again, take responsibility for yourself, take responsibility for your future and the things that you want to accomplish, and that'll make you continue on the road to exponential success. You need to step back and realize one of the reasons that we do get complacent or become a creature of habit or put our life on cruise control is that we are not reinforcing our vision, beliefs, or good habits. We are only going through the motions. In fact, we become hypothermic. I'm sure many of you are familiar with hypothermia. If you're exposed to the elements and it's very cold outside, your body warns you that you are too cold. Now, with hypothermia, as you're exposed with the elements too long, your body temperature gets colder and colder. And after a while, after your body hits a certain temperature, you start to feel warm again and you start to feel that everything is okay. That is the point when you are dying. We can be hypothermic and dying in any area of our life. If one area dies, it affects the rest of our being. Now, just like hypothermia, it's an early sign that's warning us that something's wrong and that we need to take care of it. Just like the gentleman on the airplane, on the outward appearance, he looked like he was successful, but he had some signs that warned him that he really wanted to do something else. He had a false security about him, and that's what hypothermia does. You need to be very careful. When you get into your comfort zone, you'll be heading for sure failure if you're not heeding the early warning signs. You will always feel incomplete in your life and not know why if you don't follow the early signs. You need to learn to recognize the symptoms and be able to diagnose the cure and the condition. Be honest with yourself. Exponential growth is not possible until you look at all the areas of your life to see which one is pulling you down. But you have to ask yourself, why are you a creature of habit? Why don't you like to change? Many people say, well, it's too easy, it's comfortable, it seems too hard. But ask yourself, what is your comfort zone? This is when you hit complacency. Complacency will stop you from success. What is it to be on cruise control? We talked about this a little bit earlier. This is the area where you feel comfortable and relaxed. You have mastered the skills necessary to perform in this area without thinking too much. You have to leave your comfort zone. You have to be able to expand your comfort zone. Remember, the last 10 to 20 years of your life, you probably have been working on your comfort zone. You'll feel some resistance as you get out of your comfort zone, but to become more successful, you need to make those changes. Now, your comfort zone is your personal area of thoughts and actions. This is where you love to dwell. This is where you feel the most comfortable. But when you start to leave your comfort zone, you'll feel a little threatened. That's okay. That is a great motivator that will inspire you to stay on the road of exponential success. And the only way you're going to stay on that road is to make some changes and to get out of your comfort zone. Now, be very careful of this zone because it will lull you into complacency and you'll think that life is great and you really don't need to do that much. Just like the gentleman on the airplane, it wasn't until he really thought about it that he wasn't happy with life and he wasn't doing the things he really wanted to do, that he was stuck in a comfort zone, he wasn't really happy, and he was rationalizing to the point where he was hypothermic and he didn't realize that he was dying emotionally, he was dying spiritually, and he wasn't happy with what he was doing in life. Then ask yourself, why don't we go after our dreams? Why don't we want to leave our comfort zone? Why is this such an attractive area to us? Why do we get stuck there? And why is it so hard to leave? Is it hard to leave? No, not if we understand why we're stuck in the zone. Many of us get stuck in that zone because of the mental mind games such as, I would, but, I could do it, but, I should have, but, one day I'm going to, but. This is just rationalization to keep us in our comfort zone. Using but will only prolong your misery. Don't use but, use why not or I should. Realize when these words come into your mind, you are just trying to shift the blame or rationalize what it is you know you want or should be doing. When we use but, we try to validate our limitations. It helps us procrastinate where we need to be. This just promotes inaction and the drive you need to expand your comfort zone. You know, we don't even have to think to get stuck in that comfort zone. We just naturally settle into our actions, our patterns, our habits that can destroy us. When we are able to find objectives that force us out of these ruts, we become happier and more excited about life. We have to get out of those ruts because the potholes begin to get deeper and deeper. If we take our eyes off our goals, our eyes off our objectives, we will slip and fall into those ruts, and this can cause a serious setback. The deeper the rut, the harder it is to pull out and get back on track. The more we fall into these ruts, the more our self-esteem is damaged and the harder it is to repair and refocus on our main objectives. As we get going towards our comfort zone, it starts off as a pattern. It becomes a path. It becomes a groove. It becomes a rut. And then it becomes a grave. They say that a grave is just a rut with two ends. And this is when we start to join the dreamers and the zombies. Most of us sense when we have to change and get out of our comfort zone, but we complain and moan instead of just jumping in and taking care of the problem. Just like cold water, we feel it with our toe. We complain when we know we have to get to the other side. Just jump in and do it. You expend twice as much energy complaining about it than just jumping in. Change your habits. Decide now to get out of your comfort zone and to make the changes in every aspect of your life to be congruent with your new goals, your new desires, and your path to exponential success. Every part of your life affects every other part. You can either make excuses about your life or make experiences with your life. Passivity can be fatal. It drains our life, our energy, and our ambition. Comfort zones are most often expanded through discomfort. Learn to tolerate discomfort so you can grow. When you start to make changes in your life and try to leave your comfort zone, you will experience some discomfort. When you start to exercise, you will feel some discomfort. As you continue to exercise, it becomes more and more comfortable. The same is true for leaving your comfort zone. As you get started, you will feel some discomfort. It will soon pass as you feel the exhilaration of achieving your goals. Many don't achieve their dreams because they're afraid of leaving that comfort zone. Your dreams are the fuel to your happiness. You can never be happy dwelling in your comfort zone. Make the jump and achieve your dreams. Remember, you should only blame yourself. Don't make excuses. If you blame others, you will never improve yourself. And you'll start buying into those excuses and you'll never make the decision to change. If your subconscious accepts these excuses, you better make yourself comfortable because you will never leave your comfort zone. Don't make up the reasons why you can't. Just think why and what are the reasons to do it. Now, I don't want to make this sound easy. It does take some effort. It will take some courage to get out of your comfort zone, but the rewards are great. The happiness, the success, the increased self-esteem are well worth the discomfort you will feel leaving your comfort zone. We spend our time searching for security, and many times we think a comfort zone or complacency is mistaken for security. A comfort zone is not security. We've all heard about the analogy of the chicken and the eagle, and I think it's perfect. Sure, it's easy to hang out with the chickens when you're an eagle. The chickens will be impressed with your talents and your skills, but you're with the chickens. You are an eagle. Sure, you feel great when you're with the chickens, but deep down, you know you're an eagle. You have to find the desire that will motivate you out of your comfort zone. Many times when we get out of our comfort zones, we tend to get a little defensive because we don't feel comfortable. This feeling is okay. It's part of the process and can be expected. When you know what to expect, change becomes much easier. Remember, this tension and uneasiness can either promote you to action or inaction. It is your choice, but plan now when you have these feelings that you let it motivate and inspire you to get out of the zone. You need to be able to use these feelings to motivate you to make the changes, to get out of your comfort zone. You can't climb the mountain of success if you are in the pits of despair and mediocrity. When we don't climb out of our comfort zones, you begin to feel guilt, unworthiness, hurt feelings, and discouragement. This tends to promote an action and the desire not to leave the zone. Remember, your comfort zone can expand or contract. It never stays the same. Accept the fact that you're responsible for your life. Quit blaming others for your lack of success. You know what you want to accomplish. No one will do it for you. It is like your physical health. You cannot buy it. You cannot borrow it. You just have to have it. That is why it's important for you to expand your comfort zone and do the things that will help you reach exponential success. So leave the chicken coop and become the eagle. Become the things you know you're capable of achieving. Sure, life just tends to lull you into that comfort zone where you feel that you have security and complacency, but you're not truly happy and you know you're not doing the things you know you're capable of achieving. Just like hypothermia, you don't know you're dying. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out there. Get out of the chicken coop. Start soaring with the eagles. Quit blaming others for your lack of success. Get out of your comfort zone. You will feel a little discomfort, but the rewards are great. You will start doing the things you know you're capable of achieving. You'll have a higher self-esteem. You'll be happier. You'll be more successful, and you're still on the path to exponential success.